This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, joined by Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing his column, Wonderland, commenting on the trillions and trillions proposed by the Biden administration so far, following the trillions and trillions of 2020, the Stimulus Act response by the Trump administration. These trillions and trillions have themes, but they're in many directions. One of the themes is infrastructure, but it's not the most profound. And Dan, you identify that the Biden administration has an intention more and more to make the American people grateful, thankful, cautious about, keen on the central government. Is that the way to put this? Is this about the central government doing everything? Good evening to you, Dan.
Hi there, John. Well, yes, it is. And my word, familiar to people is dependent. It was, the point is to make, turn the middle class into a, government dependency. I mean, these Biden proposals come at the public in such a torrent that it's difficult for people to focus on what all is going on, other than the price tag, the dollar sign, the trillions and trillions, and it all comes across as spending. And one of the arguments that the White House makes for all this spending is a straightforward Keynesian argument that you push all this money into the economy, it creates demand, and the economy grows. What I'm writing about is something different than mere Keynesian spending. I wrote about the American Families Plan, which is a proposal, has four components, and I describe these four components as not mere spending plans, but proposed middle-class entitlements along the lines of Medicaid or Medicare. Taking them one at a time, he's proposing federally paid for pre-kindergarten, federally paid for child care, federally paid for family and medical leave, and finally federally paid for community college for 2 years. That's not infrastructure, John. Those are entitlements. And once set in law, they would exist forever. And as with other entitlements like Medicaid, they would make the recipients dependent on them. And why are they doing this? Yes, they do want the national government to be in charge of all aspects of American life, a kind of cradle-to-grave entitlement structure. But fundamentally, you know, this White House, Democratic Party, is now in the hands of the American left, the progressives. And they, for years, have had a very grim version, as we know, of the U.S. system, of capitalism, and the American economy. But they argue that since the 1970s, American wages for the middle class have been stagnant, that they have not been growing. I think that's disputable. But nonetheless, their argument is that since the economy is stacked against the middle class, we have to give them income replacements, substitutions. And that's what these four new entitlement programs essentially would do. And I'm arguing that if enacted permanently, they will disincentivize people from the traditional American idea of working to get ahead. Instead, people will fall back on these income streams from the federal government. And it indeed, as some have suggested, will turn the United States into something resembling France or Germany, which is a social welfare state, most of whose productive energies goes into maintaining a status quo. I just don't think if the American people understood what was going on, they would want to sign up for a long-term dependency like this.
Dan, I have read that one of the aspects of that $300 extra a week for unemployment that's continuing to September that's said to be inhibiting a return to full labor. In other words, we're short workers for the jobs we have. I have read that that is a test for the whole idea of a universal income. Does that make sense that the Biden administration is moving towards a universal income?
Yes, I do, John. As a matter of fact, that was a thought that I had but did not get into the column, though I think that's the direction they're heading in. Now, in the Democratic primaries last year, the Democratic presidential candidate, Andrew Yang, famously proposed some sort of universal income. But at least Andrew Yang's proposal would have dispersed the money directly to people and allowed them to make choices about what they wanted to do with the money. This is effectively universal income, except that the national government directs where that money should go and how it should be used. In other words, on these four different entitlements. And, you know, you think about, I mean, it's probably ultimately going to set off, exacerbate the culture wars that we already have. Because like the child care grant or entitlement is basically an incentive for people to take up, use it, and, you know, that would allow both a mother and father to work. Now, we can have a debate about that. But nonetheless, there are people out there who prefer to have one working spouse and one staying home most of the time with the young children. They presumably would not get that child care entitlement. So it, you know, ultimately, John, this sort of thing pits Americans against one another.
The puzzle, the other side, paying for it. You have one suggestion. The current Biden entitlement pay fors, I read from your column, higher taxes on corporations than 1%, are obviously preposterous as long-term support. So are the American people going to be apprised that the people paying for this are the American people?
Well, it will be if the Republicans inform them about how this works. I mentioned France and Germany, and the normal way that countries like that pay for these things is with a value-added tax. Now, value-added taxes on everything people purchase have been proposed here before. In the most rational form, it's as a substitute for the income tax, not an added tax on top of that. But that's also why I mentioned Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare is paid for by payroll taxes, and those payroll taxes are always ratcheted upward. So I don't think there's no serious person in politics can believe that if those four entitlements are enacted into law, that eventually corporate tax and the taxes on the 1% won't come close to producing the revenue needed to keep them going. You'll inevitably have to tax the middle class that is, in fact, receiving the entitlements.
Mr. Biden is on the road preparing the American public for this legislation combat in Congress. Is your sense that the American people, you said that they were overwhelmed with all these proposals. Is it your sense the American people will settle down commonsensically and respond to this by saying who's going to pay for it? Or are we still so wrapped by the pandemic we can't get to it, Dan?
Well, I think there's going to have to be some explicit pushback from Republicans to help educate people. I mean, on I guess it was Wednesday, I watched the president's press conference, in which he said some things in trying to sell these programs that were demonstrably false. The biggest one was that the Trump administration suggested that their economic policies would cause the economy to grow. And he said everybody agrees that nothing like that happened. John, that statement is demonstrably, manifestly false. The economy did grow from 2016 to 2019, and middle class incomes in 2019 grew by nearly 7% and by higher percentages for blacks and Hispanic Americans. And so there is an alternative to what he's proposing, but the Republicans are going to have to make that clear to people, because I don't think the American media is going to make much effort to do that.
I agree, but the president certainly knows about the jobs of February 2020. To return to those, that's part of his administration. He's keen on jobs. Yes, Dan, he's keen. The whole administration's keen on jobs.
Yeah, they are. And certainly jobs are happening. How could they not? The country was in virtual lockdown for most of 2020. So now he is standing there taking credit for the fact that the American economy is rising from the torpor and such that many politicians like Andrew Cuomo put it in for 12 months. It's fairly shameless, but that's politics. We expect that sort of thing. You know, it is necessary for a lot of us to try to set the record straight on what President Biden is claiming for himself.
Daniel Henniger of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes Wonderland. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.